This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel's military says its fighter jets hit Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip on Friday, shortly after a week-long truce expired. Israel releasing a statement Friday accusing Hamas of violating the framework of the truce agreement by not releasing the abducted women and launching rockets toward Israel. The renewed fighting comes a day after Hamas freed 8 Israeli hostages in exchange for Israel's release of more Palestinian prisoners. AP correspondent Norman Hall has that part of the story.
The latest exchange extends the ceasefire in Gaza by another day, but any further renewal of the truce, now in its 7th day, could prove more daunting because Hamas is expected to set a higher exchange rate for many of the remaining hostages. International pressure has mounted for the truce to continue. Hamas's deadly attack on October 7th has been followed by Israeli bombardment and a ground campaign. Thousands of Palestinians in Gaza have been killed, and more than three-quarters of the population of 2.3 million have been uprooted. I'm Norman Hall.
New York Republican Congressman George Santos refuses to resign leading up to a vote Friday on his expulsion. That story and more coming up in the next hour. Meantime, the Republican majority House of Representatives passed a measure that would permanently freeze the $6 billion recently transferred by the U.S. in prisoner swap with Iran. The resolution in response to the Islamic Republic's alleged role in the deadly attacks last month by Hamas on Israel. The measure is unlikely to receive support in the Democrat-controlled Senate. U.S. officials noted the money has not yet been made available to Iran and can only be used for humanitarian purposes. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA.